Hey there, this is Kim Claver, and I'm just going to take a second to be sure that this is working. Oh, goody. All right, good. Yeah, sometimes I can't see it right away. So, all right, well, I'm delighted to have you here and delighted to be here for giving you a little secret that we have used for some years to help people post on Facebook, really on any social medium that you're using, to get people that are really potential buyers. Because one of the big problems everybody has is they'll say, well, I do all this posting and nobody comes. In fact, I really drive people away. And everybody is using Facebook, particularly Facebook, because, you know, they have like, 2 billion people? So this is quite a lot of people. And we figure, well, how come we can't get anybody come to us to buy the product, buy the service, or come into the business? Doesn't matter what you market. You can be a network marketer, an affiliate marketer. But there's a secret to doing this. And I made some slides. I'm going to show you what they are. And then you can test it and see how it works. This is a little secret that comes out of our High Ticket YesS program. It's a program to teach you really how to take what you have, if you assuming that you love it and that you really think it can make a difference in the world, the business or the product or service, and how to get the people to come to you on Facebook, which is something that I've done for many years. So I want to show you how to do that. You ready? The question is what to post on Facebook so that you get potential real buyers, not just looky-loos, not just your auntie or somebody who's going to be negative, somebody who really could buy because they're looking for something to buy, and they have the money to buy, and it might be your thing, it might be your business that they join. When I say buy, when I say customer, client, recruit, I mean someone that joins your business, becomes a client, pays out money for the help that you can offer, whatever that is, whether it's through a program, whether it's yourself, you might have your own consulting program. The key is how do you post so you don't drive people away and so they just don't think you're some kind of salesy person, you know, which really a lot of people don't like that. And we don't like it either. So here we go. What to post on Facebook. My name is Kim Claver. And what can I tell you? I want to show you right now what we do. All right. So here we go. This is a secret from the YesS marketing program. And if you want to see that, by the way, you can get a demo. It's 43 minutes of a little show and tell. maxout.com/meetlulu, M-E-E-T-L-U-L-U, all jammed together. All right, so let's get to it. Let's talk about why we're on Facebook. If you have a business that you want to market, or if you have a product that you want to market, or a program, your goal in posting normally is to get people interested so that they sign up. So let's first agree on that. It's not to share, I mean, you do all that stuff, but the goal is you're posting to get people interested so they sign up. That's the big question I get every single day, dozens and dozens of times. How do I get them to see the vision? How do I get them to sign up? How do I get them to say yes, right? That's our goal. Now, their goal, people are on Facebook, they're not there for this reason. They're not coming to see who they can sign up with when they wake up. They're not thinking about that. What they're thinking about is to see something new or see something or experience something different. So you have 2 different missions, right? Yours, which is your goal is to get them interested so they sign up, right? Their goal, they come onto Facebook, not to be sold. We all know that, right? But to see something new or see something different. So your mission is to snag somebody's attention. That's what you have to do first. And you need to know that they're not there. They didn't wake up looking for you, okay? Now that's the bad news. People don't wake up thinking about us. They don't wake up thinking about me either. They don't think about our product. They don't think about our opportunity. They don't think about our wonderful company. They don't think any of that. So you don't want to start there with your posting. Whatever you post, don't start with talking about you, your transformation, your company, your product. Nobody cares, remember? They're looking for something new and different and to be entertained, and that is not going to be about that. I'm sure you've discovered this, so don't do that. People are usually thinking about and talking about their problems. You think about the last conversation you had with anybody. What's it about? My horrible husband, my horrible wife, I'm constipated, my skin, my hair, my weight, the teacher at the school doesn't recognize my beautiful, bright child, car problems, home problems, rental problems, you know, you name it. They've got issues, right? Didn't get the paper accepted, flunked the class, blah, blah, blah. So that's what they're thinking about, are their problems. And they come to Facebook to get distracted. That's what we do, right? With the boredom and with the problems. So this is where you start. They're thinking about their problems. So this is where you put that in your brain. Start with their problem. Now, of course, you don't know what their problem is, but I'm going to give you a tip so that you don't need to know specifically what everyone's problem is, okay? You know they come to get distracted. So here's what we're going to do. Make a post about a problem that some people have, okay? That's what you do. And it should be a problem, obviously, that you and your program or your product or whatever you've got, your routines, your 9 weeks, your 6 weeks, whatever it is, that you can somehow solve this for them, okay? That's the key. So to go back, post about a problem that people have, some people, and a problem that you can solve, okay? So that's, those are the two things. So whatever you post about, that's what it's going to be. What will happen is you'll get the attention of anyone who has that problem. See? So you might say, oh, if you have blotchy skin and you've tried all kinds of different things to get rid of it, here's a tip to help you get rid of it, and it works in 20 minutes flat, let's say. Okay? This would get you the attention of who? Well, somebody who has splotchy skin or uneven skin, let's say. So this is what I'm talking about. And that is whose attention you want. You have to ask yourself, whose attention do you really want? Do you want looky-loos? Do you want people who don't have money? Do you want to make all these promises and continue to make promises, and then they go, oh, yeah, yeah, I want to know all about it. And this is kind of like, well, they can't afford it. They don't have any money. So you want the attention of people who have a problem, who want it solved. So this is the way you begin it, okay? Somebody who's got a problem that you can help solve, right? Now, here's a way to do that. If you would like more help, and if you'd like some personal help, we have a program. It costs money for the program, but if you'd like to see that and just jot it down, you can catch a webinar. It's maxout, maxout.com/meetlulu, M-E-E-T-L-U-L-U. That's 43 minutes. And if you're not up for watching a webinar, you can answer some questions and we can see if we can help you. That's also maxout.com and then /strategy-session, S-E-S-S-I-O-N, all jammed together, okay? So if you don't know what to post on Facebook to attract the right people, the ones who are likely to buy and can buy and want to buy, that's who I was talking to when I originally made a post, I think it was yesterday, said, would you like to know how to post on Facebook so you get the right people to come? Or are you having trouble posting on Facebook because whatever you post, people seem to run the other way? What was I doing? Talking about a problem that people had. And the people who came to the live, like the folks here, I gave a title, here's a secret for how to post on Facebook to get real buyers. Well, who's going to read this and want to come and hear this? Somebody who isn't able to do that. So that's the problem. That's who I was talking to. So I got your attention, right? People who have that problem. And some of you are here live, and others of you will see it after it's no longer live, and it'll just keep floating around, and more people will see it. People with that specific problem, okay? And now I have the attention from people who want to have that problem fixed. Now, are they all going to buy? No. But what am I doing? Giving tips on how to do this that you're going to be able to implement tonight. And then when you are ready to buy something, you might come back, you see? So this is the process. So how did I get the attention of my niche? The niche, by the way, is jargon for the people that you can help, people who have a problem that you can help. Like, for example, one niche market, if you're into golf, for example, is people who want to improve their putting, or people who want to improve their drive or improve their swing, right? That is a niche. That's a certain group of people that have a certain problem that they want to have solved. That's also called your market. It's also called your audience. And that's what that means, okay? So when you post, you begin by addressing your niche. So if you have trouble getting attention on Facebook is what I did, or if you have problems with uneven skin, ... right? Or if you have problems with weight and you are now on diet number 9, ... right? You're calling the person who has the problem. You see how that works? If you have this issue, or you've been wanting this thing and you'll do anything to get it and you just don't know how to do it, dot, dot, dot. That's calling out someone that has a certain desire or a certain problem. Just like that, okay? Then you offer a fix for this that is not your paid product and not your paid program, neither, okay? You offer a fix that's on the house. And what you do is offer a series of, I would say, 4 to 7 at least over every other day, a couple times a week, of how-tos that a person can implement immediately and see some change in their results, okay? So if you do a skincare thing and you say, if you have trouble with uneven skin, would you like me to do a post on it or give you a tip on it? And let's say a few people say, yeah, I have uneven skin. What? Tell me something I could do. And then you might pull something. If you know about skin, you ought to know a ton of these. But it might be something like, I was trying to think what they did at the Golden Door some years ago. It might be, say, get out a cucumber and put salt on it. I'm just making this up, right? Put something on the cucumber, put it underneath your eye or underneath your left cheek or, you know, whatever, for 20 minutes and take it off. And your skin in those areas will be all even, let's say. Well, if you have 4 to 7 tips like that for issues with skin where you can vouch for it because you've done it yourself, hello? Because if you are into skincare and marketing skincare, you ought to know a lot about it and you should know an awful lot more than just your product. If you want people to pay you big money and to sign up, boom, right away, you have to demonstrate that you know you're into skincare. You're into beautiful skin. This is a big deal for you. You know, that's the kind of person I'd want to buy from. You know, not just somebody who sells this product and then the next day they're gone if they don't sell 3 tubes tonight. No. People look for people that demonstrate knowledge about the problem and being into the problem, which is why a lot of you are going to enjoy using this strategy, because I know a lot of you are exactly those people, okay? So the key is there are tips that a person can immediately implement or try, like within 24 hours, and see a change in results, okay? And none of these are your paid product, nor do you reference your paid product, okay? That's what I did here with this one, right? I called up my audience. I said, I have a secret. Would you like to know a secret on how to post on Facebook to get more buyers to come to you instead of having people running away, right? And that's precisely what we're doing here. So you offer a series of 4 to 7 fixes. You know, how to this. For people who have this problem, here's a way to solve it. Way one, right? For people who have trouble, this is their 9th diet, you might ask, say, are you on diet number 9? Right? And if you are, would you like a weird tip that might be number 10 and might actually work? And somebody's going to say, yeah, what weird tip? That's not diet number 10. And you might introduce them to something like intermittent fasting. I mean, I did that some years ago, not because I'm fat, because I'm not, but I'm very much into health. And the intermittent fasting is something, fasting period is something I've done for many years. But the intermittent part was really interesting. I tried to test it. How could I go for 18 hours without eating or 16 hours without eating? And then I learned that Steve Jobs from Apple did a lot of fasting to get his brain to work better. So you might introduce somebody to intermittent fasting, the idea of it and how it works, and give them a little history of how this works. You will suddenly become, to many people, an expert on different ways to lose weight that might actually work. And this has nothing to do with your program. You don't talk about your program. You're talking to someone who has a problem that's hurting and say, you know what, I have a weird tip, you want to hear it? Yeah, give me that tip. And suddenly you make a post, or you might even do a live like this, right? And you've got 20, 30 people going, oh my God, this is such a great idea. Let me try it. How do you do this? How do you do intermittent fasting? And you could give some tips on how one could actually do it. And when the time comes that you say, you know, I actually market a program that I use to help me with my weight, those are the same people that are likely to come to you and say, well, since you know a lot about it and you've given me other useful tips, let me try your program. You see? So you don't get everyone in your market. It's just like if you go shopping for toothpaste, you'll see, what, 5 dozen different brands of toothpaste. You're going to get one of them. And this is the same. People who have the problem, you know, have many options. However, if you're there posting helpful tips, chances are the buyers that are on your page or that refer other people to you are going to buy from you. I've used this approach to market. Over in the last 5 years that I've been using Facebook, I have built 3 different network marketing companies to the top with this approach, without spending any money on advertising or any of that on Facebook. And I've spent money on advertising, but not for these programs. And the program that we have right now, the ESS marketing program, which teaches you how to do this in a big way online, on Facebook especially, we've done everything through Facebook. And this is a big high-ticket program. People pay between $2,000 and $6,000 for this. And we have people, we can limit the program to one person a day, and that's as much as we can handle, all from doing exactly this process on Facebook, see? That's why I wanted to share it with you, so that you have something different that you can do, okay? So these fixes are really important, and you have to create them. And if you're not really into what you're doing that much, you have to go to Google and research them. Find them. Google is the most wonderful thing in the world. 5 ways to lose weight. Google it, and you'll find all kinds of things. Now remember, the tips you want to give, make sure that you either have tested them, or if you're going to use tips that you haven't tried, you can, but then I'd say this is according to, say, the Mayo Clinic or the University of Tübingen or wherever you get it. You know, make sure that you test stuff that you offer people so that you can say, I tried this and here's what happened for me, right? And if you don't do that, then make sure to offer, make it clear what the results are and where they can find that information if that's the route you're going to go. Okay, so that's number 3. When you've helped them, guess what happens? They begin to like and trust you. And this is not a like and trust where you pretend you care about them and their family and their health and their money. No. This is like coming from them to you. Why? Because you have put out helpful stuff that helps them, and that gets other people to like you. That's why, you see? And that's why when you say, I might have something to offer, I might have a class, a webinar, come on and see it, some of those people are going to come and buy because of that one thing that you did right here, which is post about the problems that you can solve, you see? And then offer these tips, exactly like what we just said, freebies, little how-tos, like I'm doing right here for you, right? That's how it works. So that when you have something that you're going to offer, whether it's a webinar or a program, whether it's $1,000, $2,000, whether it's $100 a month, whether it's $6,000, whether it's $10,000, the people that have been watching who have the problem, some of them are going to buy from you. And that is the key here. That's what we're looking for. Because you've already helped them, you see. And they know now that you can help and that you know a lot about this. And so they have trust and like for you and gratitude. And again, it's not based on fake friendships or faux relationships or you pretending to care. It's none of that. You know, it's that you helped them. And so now the trust and like comes from them to you. You see? So that's how that works. All right, so that's my story. I hope that helps. And again, you know, we have a big class on how to do this. So if you want to learn more of this kind of stuff, some of you might like to do that. We have a webinar, maxout.com/meetlulu. It's all jammed together. And then if you're not up for a webinar and you'd like to answer some questions so we can see, and you can see really if we're a match, go to maxout.com/strategy-session, all jammed together. So maxout.com, maxout.com/strategy, strategy-session, session. Okay, just like it sounds. Okay, hang on 1 second. I'm just relearning how to do this. There we are. There, good. All right, good. So was this helpful? All right. So I will talk to you soon. If this is helpful to you, please pass it on. This is a live. They're on the house. And remember, it's the problem people want solved. They don't want to hear about anything about us or our product or how great we think we are. No. Everybody's kind of thinking about themselves, as we all do. And if you put out a problem, boom, and somebody says, that's mine. Suddenly, you have all ears, and those are the only people you want to talk to. Instead of pushing our stuff on people who haven't got the slightest interest, and then we think there's something wrong with us, and there's not. But now you know the secret, right? This is what we do in the ESS. I've done this 29 years, online, offline, and especially on Facebook. Okay, talk to you soon. Pass it on if you love it. Thanks. If you'd like to talk to somebody and see if we can help you, go to maxout.com/strategy session, STRATEGY-SESSION. And if you don't want to see the webinar, the Yes Demo webinar, it's about 43 minutes, go to maxout.com/meetlulu, M like mommy, EETLULU. All right, talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.